Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. If you're at SHOT Show, they are at booth 10967. Now then, the shooting at the Newport News Elementary School has rattled the community, and to some extent, because of the details involved in this, the entire nation. And while we don't have wall-to-wall reporting on this currently, there are a lot of people reading and following this story. And what many are wondering is just how something like this happened. How did a six-year-old come to shoot his teacher in a deliberate action? When there are people asking questions, there will always be people ready to provide answers. And according to some supposed experts, they know what happened in Virginia. Many other aspects of the incident, you know, have yet to be established, not least the likely many factors that resulted in this boy targeting his teacher. But as experts in the media use and in media use, and its connections to violence, there have been some disturbing findings about how children are influenced by gun violence depicted in media like television and movies and video games. So what makes this more troubling is the fact that millions of children in the U.S. has easy access to firearms in their homes, increasing the risk of gun deaths, including suicides. This according to the supposed experts in Virginia now. Now, according to them, the research has shown that the depiction of gun violence is increasing on both movies and on TV. And their research found that acts of gun violence in PG-13 movies has nearly tripled in the 30 years since the rating was introduced in 1984. And PG-13 movies are not exclusively watched by teens and above. A survey of adults in 2019 found that 12% said they were allowed to watch PG-13 movies between the ages of 6 and 9, with 6% saying they were watching such films aged even younger. Excuse me. Now, some skeptics say that violent media do not lead children to become more aggressive. A large survey conducted in 2015 found that most pediatricians and media scholars agree that there is a link. Well, except for one thing. This supposed consensus ignores the fact that over the period in question, we saw a decrease in violent crime up until the very strange 2020 increase. Now, if this uptick in violent content was so damaging, why didn't we see a significant uptick in violent crime over that same period? Correlation isn't causation, but causation should lead to correlation. We simply don't see any such correlation, which suggests that this claim is more of a case of wishful thinking. Plus, let's be honest, that link study just found that media researchers think there's an issue. It's not evidence that such an issue exists. It's a theory. Like everything else the left does, it's a theory. Then, of course, they claim access to guns is an issue. Now, children are naturally curious, and adults often underestimate their ability to find guns hidden in the home. And as one firearms expert has noted, their brains are developing. That same curiosity that can inspire them to pick up a book and want to learn how to read can inspire them to go looking for a parent's gun. Now, the firearms expert, of course, is Cassandra Crifossi, a deputy director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Prevention and Policy, an anti-gun effort funded in part by Michael Bloomberg. So, knowing that, color me skeptical. Now, that said, I am an advocate for locking your guns up, especially around young children. Kids explore, and kids find things, and they are curious, and they are ingenious. But this is really just trying to put the onus for this shooting on gun owners in general, rather than acknowledge that one parent managed to completely screw the pooch on this one. And one thing they failed to say anything about was efforts to demystify guns. Because children are intrigued by firearms, not because they're available, but because they're forbidden. They're always, you know, curious about that kind of thing. Anything that is forbidden, okay, why? Why is it forbidden? I need to look at it. We tend to be fascinated with things we can't have or shouldn't do. And if you demystify them by educating them and giving them supervised access to guns, they're less likely to see them that way. Then if they come across a firearm, they're not likely to see it as something enticing. And one thing to remember is that that never makes it into the discussion. I'm going to tell you a story. Maybe more of a story than I should be telling. But with my son William, who is my eldest son, the first time he was introduced to a gun, I think he was probably 6 months old. And it was not by me. It was by my Uncle Harry. My Uncle Harry was a shooter of note in the state of South Carolina in the 70s and 80s. He was a silhouette shooter that won a lot of competitions. He was the one that got Glocks into South Carolina. He worked a lot with SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. And he got Glocks into South Carolina. So he handed my six-month-old baby man a gigantic percussion pistol, which was so big that, I mean, it was as big as my son at the time. It was a gigantic thing. And he let him hold it, and he let him look at it. And then he looked at me and said, now he's not interested. Because he wasn't. After he got a look at it, he was no longer interested in it. He wanted something else. He wanted something else a little more exciting. Because, you know, a gun, if you're not shooting it, a gun is not really a very exciting thing to be looking at. So that was a lesson learned for me. I didn't have a gigantic percussion pistol when my second son came along, but, you know, they learned. And now both of them are concealed carry permit holders. They're grown men in their own right, and probably better at me, better than I am at with guns, without a doubt. I would not, I don't think I'd be remiss saying that. So, it's there are details involved that we do need to examine. Trying to indict the entirety of all gun owners for one incident, which is something they always do. It's something they always do. Now, they would never let us do that to them. We should be doing that to them every time something happens. Something happens. But that's, you know, it's a fanciful thing. I don't know what they think is going to happen out of this, you know. We'll see. We got to pay attention to this because it will be educational to find out all the details that led up to this with this six-year-old. What was he exposed to? Why was he able to get this? We'll find out. It is troubling for the society. I'll say that. That is very troubling for the society to sit there and try to pull this apart. But we got to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. booth.com. That is booth number 10967 at SHOT Show. Go check them out. Tell them I said hi. California is ground zero for the most gun control state in the nation, without a doubt. They have gun control to a degree that would be unfathomable in most of the rest of the United States today. Yet folks have claimed that laws like that just don't work and that people who represent a problem are still going to get guns and misuse them regardless of what laws you put on the books. We sit around, we say this on a regular basis. A gentleman in Oakland did his part to illustrate this point and drive the point that I make on a regular basis home. I'm not happy that he did it, but that's what he did. An Oakland man was arrested after being accused of firing several shots from an assault rifle near the Oakland Zoo. They said they were called to a report of shots fired about 7:45 p.m. on Wednesday. No injuries were reported, but police went to a home on the 3,000 block of Broadmoor View and seized at least 20 ghost guns. Oh, my God. Now, the sale of so-called ghost guns is illegal in the state of California. Their strict gun control prohibits things like kits and such, which can be used to assemble firearms. That is, of course, assuming that by ghost gun they mean homemade firearms and not simply one where the serial number has been rendered unreadable, which is another thing they do, the typical conflation, you know. But after all, those get categorized as ghost guns all the time, despite not actually being what people think such weapons are. Of course, they also found a taser and a 3D printer, so they probably were homemade firearms. Yet, this also illustrates why gun control is a loser, no matter how you slice it. Guns can be made way too easily in this day and age, and as such, people will always have access to firearms, no matter how much you try and restrict them. Gun control won't stop. No, gun control can't stop people from getting guns. It can only stop law-abiding people from getting them because they don't want to break the law. And law-abiding folks are not generally the problem. You could hand a law-abiding citizen a rocket launcher, brief them quickly on how to use it, just enough so they don't actually fire the rocket, and you won't have to worry one bit about that rocket launcher being misused. You just won't. Yet, a violent felon will kill someone with a rock or their bare hands if they so desire. Are we going to call for hand control next? Bad people do bad things, and they'll continue doing bad things. Cain didn't need a gun to kill Abel. Locusta of Gaul didn't need one to kill an untold number of people during the reign of Emperor Nero in ancient Rome either. Murders are with us. It is part of the human condition. And they will remain with us, even if guns vanished entirely. Gun control doesn't stop them. It never has, but it most definitely can't in this day and age. And no law will stop bad people from getting guns and doing incredibly stupid or awful things with them. If they did, California wouldn't have dealt with this nonsense. And unfortunately for them, not only did this guy do all this allegedly, but they also have a lot of people who aren't a problem being denied access to the full extent of their constitutional Second Amendment rights. Segueing a little bit, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has a gun bill planned for a vote soon that is aimed at rounding up illegal immigrants through the federal gun background check system. This is, the goal in this iteration is not a bad one, okay? It would utilize the NICS to attempt to find people who are in the United States illegally. But, as Gun Owners of America has pointed out, this would empower the FBI to target and conduct warrantless surveillance of law-abiding gun owners. It would give them the way to do it. Any law that is ever passed can be prostituted. Rob Olson told the Epoch Times in a interview, I could think of 1,000 ways to target illegal aliens without harassing law-abiding gun owners named Rodriguez. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise put the bill Illegal Alien NICS Alert Act on the public list outlining the legislation to be brought to the floor for a vote in the first 2 weeks in session. It was introduced by Gregory Stubbe of Florida. It has not yet been filed in the new Congress. The NICS is the background check system, and there are 9 categories of people who are not allowed to buy or possess guns, including illegal or unlawful aliens. The Republican priority bill would amend the Brady Bill of 1993 to direct the DOJ to transmit a person's information to customs and state and local law enforcement every time NICS flags a firearm transferee is possibly in the United States illegally. This is not pro-gun. This is this actually has to do with the border, and it has to do with rounding up illegal aliens, and yes, that is a good thing, but it is not pro-gun, and it is way too open to abuse. Just like the, the red flag laws. According to a 2019 FBI report, there were 1.7 million NICS denials over the previous two decades, but only 28,000 of those were for being illegal or unlawful aliens. And meanwhile, 2.4 million people were arrested for illegally crossing the border just in the 2022 fiscal year, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And Rob Olson says this is a ridiculous solution to illegal immigration that will do nothing to solve the underlying problem caused by this nation's porous borders. Yet this bill is all but guaranteed to infringe on the Second Amendment rights of the law-abiding. And the problem here is that the NICS, in a large way, is broken. A large percentage of the denials are wrong. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, has extensively researched this issue. He said the problem with the system is the overwhelmingly high error rate. The error rate is something around 99%. It is one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun, but it's another thing to stop someone who simply has a roughly phonetically similar name and similar birthday to a felon's. The errors discriminate against black people and Hispanics, black and Hispanic males specifically. Attorney Gilbert Ambler, who also represents the GOA, said the bill also would likely lawfully amend the current Brady Bill as it relates to individuals who are prohibited from possessing a firearm. But he said the concern here for me is that with all the other failures of the NICS, rather than fix the system itself, it would encourage additional law enforcement action based on what we know is often erroneous data. So, Olson points out that even if you assume the new proposed background check system worked perfectly, it is a drop in the bucket to the border crisis. You know, he said even if ICE arrested and deported every single person of the 1,400 yearly NICS denials for actual illegal aliens, that would solve 1/2,000th of the illegal immigration problem. Not pro-gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. Two strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
Biden says we as a country should be following Dr. King's legacy. The discovery of classified documents at President Biden's Delaware home is drawing comments from his predecessor. In a post on Truth Social, former President Trump bragged that the files seized from his own Mar-a-Lago estate this past summer by the FBI were better protected than the files recently discovered at President Biden's residence. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She's told Congress the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default, she's unable to estimate how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. If you're at SHOT Show, they're at booth number 10967. Go look for Chad. Tell him Bill sent you. This is a anti-gun screed, but, I mean, it's one of the most ignorant things I've ever seen. And I'm going to read it to you verbatim. So you need to hear this part of it. This is not me saying this. This is me quoting somebody. And the person I think I'm quoting is somebody named Steve Nelson. So Steve got out there and he has written a little ditty. Okay? I don't know where it was. But this is it verbatim for you. A recent New York Times column addressed what I have long asserted as the most powerful psychological aspect of the gun issue in America. Therein, Jamili Bowie writes about the impact that open carry has on individuals and communities. He argues, "I believe unimpeachably that all social dynamics shift when a weapon is present. This is particularly important in terms of schools where policy proposals for arming teachers are common, and many schools already have armed guards within their walls. The impact of weapons in a school environment is quietly devastating. A first reaction of fear is natural. More worrisome is when the fear is normalized and absorbed by children as part of their understanding of their world. I'm not aware of studies demonstrating the effect on learning, but it seems intuitively certain that internalized fear and stress about deadly weapons have a negative impact on cognition." Put aside for a moment the Second Amendment arguments for gun possession. I find them constitutionally specious, but white men on the Supreme Court feel otherwise. I allude to gender and race quite intentionally. Consider these findings from a Pew Research Center study conducted a few years ago. White men are especially likely to be gun owners. About half, 48%, say they own a gun, compared to about a quarter of white women and non-white men, 24% each, and 16% of non-white women. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents are more than twice likely as Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents to say they own a gun, 44 to 20%. This partisan gap remains even after controlling for demographic differences. Perhaps not surprisingly, those who see owning a gun essential to their overall identity are particularly committed to gun ownership. For example, 89% of gun owners who see owning a gun as very or somewhat important to their overall identity say they can't see themselves not ever owning a gun. 89% of gun owners say the right to own guns is essential to their sense of freedom, and they say they can't see themselves not ever owning one. It is uniquely American to see gun ownership as essential to freedom. In most places around the world, guns are more associated with tyranny than with freedom. And I must stipulate to the difference between owning a gun so as to stroll around Walmart and owning a gun for hunting. After many years in Vermont and New Hampshire, I am familiar with hunting culture as outdoor enjoyment and for some as a source of food. Familiar with does not imply enthusiasm, but we who consume meat are treacherous on treacherously thin ice if we moralize about the evils of hunting. Vegetarians and vegans have a sounder footing. But the culture of open and concealed carry is quite another thing. The difference between open and concealed is largely irrelevant. When a community's laws and or common practices allow a person to be armed, that distinction doesn't matter much. I'm quite sure I'm not alone in automatically suppressing my speech or action because of the possibility that another person is armed. That irony is lost on gun zealots who carry as a matter of freedom. Their freedom has the effect of suppressing the freedoms of multiple others. It's like the quote probably inaccurately attributed to Oliver Wendell Holmes, "Your liberty to swing your fist ends just where my nose begins." To return to the demographic findings of the Pew study, it may seem odd that white men, who enjoy inarguable privilege, are twice as likely to own guns as any other group. Might it be less odd when seen as a need to protect that very privilege? Of course, a black man intent on open carrying at Walmart probably wouldn't make it that far alive. In fact, one notorious case involved a young black man gunned down in Walmart for holding a BB gun. And it is odd that Republicans are more than twice as likely to report that they own a gun. Or is it a reflection of a conservative tendency to champion rugged individualism over collective well-being? And as to the 89% of gun owners seeing their guns essential to their identity, 'tis a rather sad commentary on the contemporary state of American masculinity. So given the gun-besotted culture in which we are raising these generation of boys, I fear this will not change soon. So here we have a guy who is concerned with guns, with race, and when you sit there and you take all that in, first of all, I don't begrudge anybody, any human being, carrying a gun. The incident where he's talking about the young black man being gunned down with a BB gun, there's a few more details to that besides the ones he gave, which are just all designed to be outrageous for you. They have to be outrageous. So, this is not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's not a racial thing. It's a human thing. Humans are not built to defend themselves. We have a very a very narrow window by which we're able to, you know, do a little bit hand-to-hand at a certain age. And then as we age, or you know, then we have to deal with various levels of disparity of force, various different types of disparity of force. And, you know, according to this guy, listen, I understand. What he believes is we have evolved to such a degree, which we haven't. But he believes he's trying to say that we should be beyond this. And I don't disagree with him. The fact is that I live in the world of reality. When he's talking about armed schools, the reality is that we shouldn't have any kids getting killed in school. And it shouldn't be a matter of them fearing. If they know that there's armed people in their school, you tell them this is to make sure that everything is okay. You don't have to go into detail. You make them out to be heroes. And they are their heroes. Whenever the anti-gun argument devolves into an issue about masculinity, devolves into an issue about race. And when they get out there and they say, well, if you're out there practicing your Second Amendment, you're chilling the free speech of others. First of all, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I have been many places when really crazy stuff has been going on. I've been armed. I am watching it intently simply for the fact that I don't intend to be swept up in some sort of a mob thing. Right? So this is a first blush. I would love to know where he's at. I kind of think he's probably in a blue city. Excuse me, a anti-liberty city. I've been telling myself not to do that. I shouldn't do that. He's in an anti-liberty city, and you and I, we are gun zealots, and we're probably all white. There's no black people out there that own guns. There's no women that own guns. There's no black women that own guns. It makes me just shake my head. I don't know where he lives. But I just thought I would share that with you because this is obviously not an uneducated person. He's just an idiot still, based upon his arguments. If only I could debate somebody like that. That would be so much fun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantis at booth 10967 if you find yourself at SHOT Show. Well, the summit is over, and it's now time to take a review of Obrador out of Mexico's Hugs Not Bullets policy. That policy is failing big time. And here's the story. According to a report from Mexico's Secretariat of National Defense, Sedena, leaked to the public by Guacamaya hacktivists, organized crime groups and cartels operating within Mexico have been directly responsible for 64,910 deaths across the country since Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, assumed the presidency in 2018. The highest number of organized crime-related deaths since it began keeping track of cartel killings in 2007. So somebody didn't get that Hugs memo because the bullets keep flying. The real problem is that Presidente AMLO cannot stop the violence. It's out of his control because of Mexico's fragile rule of law. In other words, AMLO has to know that the criminal element run the streets and will get their way. And this is why he loves to talk about the change of presidents in Peru or to talk generalities with his amigos Biden and Trudeau. In Mexico, it's Chicago times 100. It's what everybody's talking about in Mexico. Then from The Guardian, on Tuesday, a shooting near a kindergarten in Sinaloa State left 2 dead. A video shared on social media showed children cowering under their desks as their teacher tried to comfort them with music of Taylor Swift. On Wednesday morning, another shootout between the military and members of an organized crime gang in the border city of Nuevo Laredo left 7 people dead just over a week after shootouts forced schools in the city to cancel classes. Preliminary figures from the Mexican government show that there has been an average of 78 murders a day in Mexico, about 3 killings an hour. Conversely, when they talk about the, 80 that they claim die from gun violence here in the United States daily, we know that 2/3 of them are suicide. And in Mexico, it's going to be another brutality next week, and that's Mexico today. And that's not something that anybody should enjoy talking about. So let's segue. Come a little bit, north, coming out of Mexico. Let's go to Los Angeles. Los Angeles has a new mayor, the far-left Karen Bass, and it hasn't taken long for changes to kick in, letting the police know that she doesn't have their back. And we get this from Fox. The Los Angeles Police Department banned the thin blue line flag from public areas within police departments this week over a complaint that the flag represented violent extremist views. LAPD Police Chief Michael Moore defended the controversial move in an email sent to Fox News Digital, saying yesterday we received a community complaint of the presence of a blue line flag, with a view that it symbolized support for violent extremist views, such as those represented by the Proud Boys and others. I directed to have the item taken down from the public lobby. The U.S. flag should be proudly displayed in our lobbies whenever possible. Memorials for our fallen are also authorized in all public spaces. Now, the blue line flag is an American flag with one of the white lines blue. That's it. That's all the blue line flag is. It literally is a blue line on the flag. There was a party of LAPD cops, and they were celebrating the birthday of, at the home of one of their own, and they had this flag on display. And there were a lot of them there, and it was at this party that you could find out how much that flag means to these officers, all of whom were black or Hispanic, none of whom were white. This flag is a big deal to them, an emblem of their hard job, an expression of the dangers and death they face, and a rallying point for their reasonable interests. And they want to ban this because of what amounts to a wokester complaint, a complaint from someone who undoubtedly doesn't want any cops whatsoever, a cop hater. And they're out there, as that's been the party line in the anti-cop wokester activist community for several years now. Still, we still have the excuses. Moore explained that the flag displayed in one station's lobby spurred a cop complaint, and he added, it's unfortunate that extremist groups have hijacked the use of the thin blue line flag to symbolize their undemocratic, racist, and bigoted views. So, he ordered all the flags with the symbol to be removed from public areas. Moore said officers still can display the flag in their workspace, their locker door, or personal vehicle. And while Moore said he viewed the flags as symbolizing the honor, valor, dedication, and sacrifice of law enforcement to protect our communities, he said others have undermined the flag with their racist, bigoted, and oppressive views. Well, who? Let's hear some names. We didn't hear any names. And this has as much credibility as the Pentagon hunt for extremists, which was that they were looking for Trump supporters in the military's ranks, or the FBI's hunt for domestic terrorists among the parents who attended school board meetings. And while we're at it, let's take a look at how diverse the LAPD is today. What were they composed of? And this is according to Wikipedia. As of 2019, LAPD had 10,008 officers sworn in. Of these, 81% were male, 19% were female. The racial ethnic breakdown, 48% or 4,882 were Hispanic Latino, of any of those races associated with that. 30.9% or 3,090 were non-Hispanic white. 9.62% or 962 was African American. 7.66% were Asian, 2.46% were Filipino-American, remaining were Indian and other ethnicities. They claimed the flag was white supremacist, accompanied by the dog biscuit thrown to the cops, that they could still display the flags on their personal cars and lockers, pretty well pegs any cop who has such stickers as a white supremacist. After all, if they're going to peg a symbol as white supremacist, why are they allowing it on lockers and cars? Do they allow, symbols from the Klan or the white Aryan Brotherhood symbols on cars and lockers of cops, too? I don't think so. The concession given is because they know how alienated the cops are by this decision. And, according to Fox News, a union representing 9,900 of them fired back with this statement. It is difficult to express the level of utter disgust and disappointment with Chief Moore's politically pandering directive to remove thin blue line flags and memorials for fallen officers from all public areas within our police stations. The union said they vehemently oppose this disrespectful and defeatist kowtowing by our department leadership to groups that praise the killing of police officers and outright call for violence against those of us in uniform. We have directly expressed our outrage to the chief. Note that word, vehemently. You can tell that the sentiment of the not-so-white ranks is regarding this ban on the only public emblem the cops even have, which without, they're all alone out there, no rallying symbol for their lives and welfare. With police brass playing politics, as they say, it's pretty obvious that the politics here is the politics of the new mayor, Karen Bass, who's a wokester fanatic, so left-wing she was rejected by the Biden team for the vice presidency, which handed the slot of the giggly and less competent Kamala Harris instead. And they've been read the riot act by Bass, and they're looking to save their skins. The bad part here is that the line officers have been sent a message that politicians and the police brass don't have their backs now. Already, thousands of officers, including many at their very party, have retired or retired at their desks. This flag message sends the message in the already crime-plagued city, one of the country's worst, that it's time to quit and move someplace where they want the blue in place and are willing to support the blue. It's just going to get worse before it gets better. Crime will continue to climb. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be. Everything they do, it's always going to be about complete and total control of your life. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.